It's Helping Hand. On Fridays, Helping Hand puts the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and to people and animals that are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we are grateful to catch up with a returning guest. We've got Parents, Inc. joining us, and Parents stands for Providing Awareness, Referrals, Education, Nurturing, Therapy, and Support. You can learn more at their website, hawaiiparents.org. It's a nonprofit that's been serving families for decades, since the mid-70s, and they're trying to help all family members, and they've got a very special mission in the community: prevention and treatment of child abuse and neglect. And they have ways that are sort of family-friendly ways that people can get involved with supporting that effort with these kickball tournaments that are on two islands, Saturday, April 4th in Kaneohe, and then also in Hilo, Saturday, April 25th. And you can learn how those help the organization, as well as what the organization does and the services that they offer, as we welcome back the executive director at Parents, Lisa Grew. Lisa, welcome back. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you, Dave, for having us on. We really appreciate talking to you every year.
It's a great pleasure. You guys are you do some heavy stuff, and you're trying to help out people in all parts of the family, because I guess that's how you stamp out child abuse and neglect, and it has to be the kind of effort that focuses on everybody. So share with folks in your own words who you guys are and the kinds of services that you're most focused on a day-to-day basis.
Yes, so we are a nonprofit 501c3 organization statewide. We have been here for over 45 years now, servicing the families in Hawaii. And we focus on parenting education and support services. That's really important. We believe that parenting education is the core of all these ailments that are happening today. When we strengthen the parents, they set the tone, they set the health in the home so the children can grow up as leaders of tomorrow, right? They need the tools, the skills, all the things that they need to grow up and make decisions for our world in the future. And if they're being abused or they're not being given the tools they need to become adults, they're not healthy contributing members of society. And then it affects all of us, right? It impacts all of a community, the schools, your neighbors, your daughter or son that's dating someone that doesn't have that. So what we want to do is strengthen the families, and we do that through the parents, which then automatically strengthens the children.
Are there any costs for people to take the classes and stuff?
There is. There's a minimal charge of $60 for a 9-week confident parenting class that covers the whole 9 weeks and the curriculum packets that we hand out each week.
And then how do you guys get your funding?
We actually have to write grants through different entities. Usually it's kind of small money that comes in, a little bit here and there, that covers it along with the fee. So another way we have to make it is through fundraising efforts and donations. A lot of times the grants just don't cover all the costs or enough of the cost. And it's really vital that these parents get the education. You know, years ago, we didn't have parenting education. We didn't even talk about educating parents. You just had a child and you just, you know, raised it however you were raised. You didn't really know what was best practices. Now we've done so much research, we know positive parenting is the best way to raise a child, not the negative parenting. So we really focus on the positive parenting and how to raise up healthy children. So fundraising efforts is a huge part of that, and donations through community members.
And then some of the work that you do, when it comes to the domestic violence, give exposure to those things that specifically relate to that. Because obviously, backing up, all of these parenting courses clearly relate to that, because what you're seeking is to have people raise and interact and have a family that doesn't involve violence, essentially threats of violence or mental or physical intimidation. But in particular, you're focused on tackling that across the state, and you do that in partnership with officials, correct?
Correct. And the thing about abuse in the home, it's normally perpetuated, right? So we parent the way we've been parented unless we learn better. So you do find multiple generations of abuse, and it's so normalized that it's not even considered abuse in these families. So that's something we really focus on, is helping people understand, get educated about what abuse is and how it impacts the children, because we just keep perpetuating it over and over, year after year. And it does affect all the family members. Even if parents are not abusing their children, but there's domestic violence between the parents,
right,
that affects the children.
Right.
So we grow up having these traumas and these hurts and these experiences that we you know, makes us uncomfortable, and that carries us into our adulthood, and then we start making bad choices. Or even as teenagers, that's where we start doing substance abuse. We have teenage pregnancies. We have all these things happening based out of some of the things we've experienced.
Are there specific courses and classes and stuff just for the kids that the parents aren't involved in?
There is. We do. Unfortunately, some of our children are in foster families, in foster care already. So we do go pick up the children, and we do supervised visits with parents in one of our contracts. So we're trying to teach them like play, how to connect together. It's really about the relationship. What kind of relationship do we have with our children?
Well, that relationship, that's an interesting word to use, because to do this fundraising activity that you have coming up soon, it involves a relationship, because a group of people have to participate together on a team, and the relationship is key to whether or not they win. Obviously, the competitive thing is something that people bring to it, but clearly it's mainly to raise funds to try to provide support to an effort to fight child abuse and neglect in the Aloha State. Saturday, April 4th in Kaneohe, Saturday, April 25th in Hilo, your annual kickball tournaments. Explain for folks what you need to get out there for folks who want to participate, or the other ways, in addition to doing it, you can have a relationship with the event, I guess, by just supporting it in other capacities.
Well, and you're exactly right. The whole reason we started a kickball tournament is because of that connection, a family group or a group of co-workers or a team that come together, and they've got to work together and communicate and support each other. And it's an outdoor event, so you get fun in the sun. So we put the fun back in fundraiser. But we are looking for people to come out and volunteer. There's many different parts of the kickball tournament: refs, scorekeepers, registration, volunteer event, keiki zone, all kind of ways you can contribute that. And also we need prizes and gift cards. So we have three winners, first, second, and third place, plus a costume contest. We encourage our teams to dress up and have fun with the game. So we have a costume contest, and there's winners there. So we always need gift cards, and we need like a set of gift cards for eight team members. And that's the most difficult thing, right, is getting a set of eight so that each member of the team can have a gift card versus like one gift for the entire team, and then it's hard for them to split.
So there you go. There's ways that people can. And then throughout the year, could you also, when you talk about all those volunteer roles, are people, if there are people who are interested in supporting the organization or feel connected to the mission, or want to just try to spread the word about it to other people by way of knowing it better through being a volunteer, could you use support around the throughout the year?
We can always use support and volunteers. We have different outreach events throughout the year that people can help us with. We also have things in our office that need help, you know, clerical and other things that we can use volunteers for. So we definitely would love you to reach out to us if you're interested in volunteering, if you're interested in donating to us. Of course, nonprofits are always looking for donations to not only fund their programs, but to grow and expand. We'd like to reach all the parents that need our help and are asking for services. And that's difficult to do sometimes when you're on a tight budget.
Is there a fundraising goal for these two events?
Yes, there's always fundraising goals. We would like to reach $20,000.
Total.
Total. So right now we're halfway there. So if anyone wants to you know, reach out to us, they can give us a call, email us, go to our website, any of those means.
And here is how to get in touch with the organization. You can go online to hawaiiparents.org. Hawaiiparents.org is their website. You can send an email to Lisa. Lisa's email is lgroulx@hawaiiparents.org, and that's lgroulx@hawaiiparents.org. In the Honolulu area, 808-235-0255. In Hilo, 808-934-9552. At hawaiipublicradio.org, you can get all the contact information, and you can also get the full radio interview, the radio feature, and you can find all the other Helping Hand segments archived there. The events are coming up in the Honolulu area in Kaneohe on Saturday, April 4th, and for Big Island folks, Saturday, April 25th in Hilo, as they do their annual kickball tournaments, trying to kick, what is it, stamp out child abuse and neglect?
Kick out child abuse and neglect.
Hello, what am I thinking? Obviously, kick out child abuse and neglect in Hawaii. It's Lisa Gruen, and she's the executive director at Parents Inc. I'm wishing you guys a lot of luck in the mission, and I'm grateful that people who are minors, young kids facing really horrific situation, like having somebody physically or mentally abuse them, can get help, and that there's an organization that'll help to try to reframe people's behavior and get that behavior into the history books. So thanks for doing what you do.
Thank you.